This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Line ministers respond to lawmakers on appropriation bill. House likely to endorse the bill today itself. Germany pledges 37.6 million euros for Nepal's socio-economic development. Preparations afoot to launch a digital platform to enable citizen feedback on government services. And U.S. and Iran sign Memorandum of Understanding to end fighting and reopen Strait of Hormuz. Now, the news in detail. Ministers concerned responded to issues raised by lawmakers during deliberations on the Appropriation Bill 2083 in the lower house yesterday, outlining government priorities for the upcoming fiscal year 2083-84, Vikram Sambat. Earlier in the meeting, lawmakers from various parties demanded humane treatment and proper management of landless people staying in holding centres in the Kathmandu Valley and sought clarification from the Prime Minister regarding his remarks on the Nepal-India border. Members also stressed that the government must remain accountable to the parliament. Responding to queries on the Ministry of Information and Communications, Minister Dr. Bikram Timmel Sinha said the government remained fully committed to freedom of expression, press freedom and the right to information. Similarly, Minister for Agriculture, Forest and Environment Geeta Chaudhary said the government was working to conserve, process and market Yarsagumba and other medicinal herbs and was taking initiatives to address problems in tea exports. Minister for Women, Children, Gender and Sexual Minorities and Social Security Sita Badi said women's empowerment, gender equality and protection of vulnerable communities had been prioritized in the budget, adding that programs for women survivors of violence, disadvantaged groups and senior citizens would be expanded. Likewise, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Khadak Raj Paudil said a homestay program for Dalit families would be implemented in all 77 districts to promote social inclusion, adding that a budget had also been allocated for preserving cultural heritage and developing tourism infrastructure. Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives, Federal Affairs and General Administration Pratibha Rawal said no state funds had been used to reform depositors of troubled cooperatives. She said savings returned to small depositors had been recovered from those responsible for the concerned cooperatives and that preparations for the Federal Civil Service Bill were underway. Likewise, Minister for Youth, Labour and Employment Ramji Yadav said the federal government was working with all three tiers of the government to create employment opportunities within the country. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Gauri Kumari said work was underway to expand petroleum storage capacity to meet the demand for up to 3 months, adding that the preparations had begun to revive closed and ailing industries to increase production and generate employment. Responding on behalf of the Ministry of Health and Food Safety, Minister Nisa Mehta said the government had accorded high priority to the health sector. She added that the government would initiate procedures within a week to establish an automated system for the smooth supply and price adjustment of medicines. Ministers are expected to complete their responses to the ministry-wise discussions in today's meeting scheduled for 11 a.m., after which the lower house is likely to endorse the Appropriation Bill 2083 Vikram Sambat. Nepal and Germany have reaffirmed their commitment to strengthening bilateral development cooperation, with Germany pledging 37.6 million euros in technical and financial assistance for 2026 and 27. The commitment was made during the Nepal-Germany development cooperation negotiations held in Kathmandu on June 16 and 17. The two sides agreed to focus cooperation on energy, sustainable economic development and health sector over the next 2 years. According to the agreements, German assistance will support renewable energy and energy efficiency, power distribution, climate-resilient agriculture, revenue sector reform, quality infrastructure, gender equality and access to finance. The Speaker of the House of Representatives and the Vice President held separate meetings with the ambassadors of Bangladesh and Russia, respectively, yesterday, discussing ways to further strengthen bilateral relations and cooperation. During a courtesy call on Speaker Dolprasad Arial, Bangladesh Ambassador to Nepal, Safiqur Rahman, discussed expanding cooperation in energy, trade, tourism, education, health, and people-to-people relations. Likewise, Russian Ambassador to Nepal, Alexei V. Suropchev, paid a courtesy call on Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav. During the meeting held at the office of the President, the two sides discussed various aspects of Nepal-Russia bilateral relations. Minister for Education and Sports Sasmit Pokhrel has said the government is prioritizing making university education relevant, technology-friendly, and employment-oriented. Speaking at the Midwest University convocation in Birendranagar, he stressed the university education should go beyond certificates and contribute to employment, entrepreneurship, and social transformation. Describing the university as the academic pride of Karnali, the minister praised its progress in research, sports, digital technology, and innovation. He also congratulated graduates, saying education is key to nation building, and expressed confidence that younger generation can help address challenges through innovation and entrepreneurship. In the meantime, Tribhuvan University has instructed professors and employees who took study leave but did not return to service after completing their studies to contact the university within 15 days. Issuing a public notice, the Study Leave Management and Implementation Committee asked concerned faculty and staff who have either failed to return after study leave or left service before the stipulated period to contact its office. The notice warned that legal action would be taken in line with university rules and agreements if they did not report within the deadline. The Ministry of Information and Communications has formed a four-member committee to study and investigate the procurement of equipment and technology by the Public Service Broadcasting Nepal Television. According to the ministry, the committee coordinated by Dr. Sudip Bhattarai was formed on June 15 and has been asked to submit its report within 21 days. The committee will investigate complaints related to various equipment, software and digital systems purchased by Nepal Television over different periods. Earlier, the ministry had also constituted a separate committee to look into issues related to satellite procurement for the Public Service Broadcasting Nepal Television. The government is preparing to bring into operation a digital system called Nagarik Chautari, aimed at directly connecting citizens at home and abroad with state activities. According to the personal deputy secretary to the Prime Minister, the Office of the Prime Minister and the Council of Ministers has completed preparations to launch the beta version of the platform and is expected to serve not only as a space for dialogue on public policies but also as a medium for citizens to access government plans, policies and activities more easily. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. International media reports say the United States and Iran have signed a memorandum of understanding aimed at extending a ceasefire and reducing tensions linked to the recent U.S.-Israel-Iran conflict. According to the reports citing White House officials and Iranian sources, the agreement is said to have been signed electronically by U.S. President Donald Trump and Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian on the sidelines of the G7 summit in France. The reported 14-point understanding includes commitments to halt military operations, respect territorial integrity, and avoid interference in internal affairs, and the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. However, independent verification of the details of the agreement has not yet been made, and official full text of the memorandum have not been publicly released. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that generally cloudy weather conditions are likely over the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, with partly cloudy conditions likely over the Tarai regions of Kosi and Madhya Province, while the Tarai regions of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces are expected to remain mainly fair. There is a possibility of moderate rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi province and at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces. There is also a possibility of moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at one or two places in the Tarai regions of Kosi and Madhya provinces. Hot weather conditions are likely at some places in the Tarai regions of Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces and at a few places in the Tarai regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today. The division has also stated that there is a partial influence of the upper atmosphere western trough, local winds and easterly winds across the country at present. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 19 to 21 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 29 and 31 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Line ministers respond to lawmakers on appropriation bill. House likely to endorse the bill today itself. Germany pledges €37.6 million for Nepal's socio-economic development. Preparations afoot to launch a digital platform to enable citizen feedback on government services. And US and Iran sign memorandum of understanding to end fighting and reopen Strait of Hormuz. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast. And for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.